Thursday, February 11th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I am Amy Witherden. Making headlines. For South African President Jacob Zuma, who is mired in yet another sex scandal, tonight's State of the Nation address on the 20th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's release is more likely to be a bid to claw back credibility. Revelations that the polygamous president fathered a child with the unmarried daughter of a close friend have drawn fire from allies and enemies alike. The scandal knocks what had been a positive start to his five-year term, with a survey conducted by Ipsos Machina in November showing that 77% of the population were happy with his performance. Researchers say that only time will tell whether Zuma's current public relations scandal will erode this high measure of support. Executive Director of the Center for Politics and Research, Prince Mashele, says, however, that Zuma is a collective embarrassment to the nation. Nelson Mandela can be proud of what South Africa has become 2 decades after his release from jail, said Congress of South African Trade Unions General Secretary Zwelinzima Vavi at celebrations marking the 20th anniversary of Mandela's freedom at the Drakenstein prison outside Paarl. We are a respected democracy. We have had 4 rounds of national and local elections, largely peaceful, he said. But Vavi added that there are still daunting challenges, the biggest of which is at the economic level, manifested in the unemployment crisis and the massive inequalities in society. Despite all the problems, however, there is every reason for South Africa to celebrate 20 years on, he said. At the same event, Mandela's former prison comrade Ahmed Kathrada said that the anniversary has great significance for South Africa. Asked whether the South Africa of today is something he was proud of, he said it has to be remembered that the apartheid regime had robbed people of their dignity and humanity, which has since been restored. Kathrada declined to comment on the controversy over President Jacob Zuma's love child, saying that he was an ordinary African National Congress branch member and kept his opinions on such issues to himself. President Jacob Zuma will indicate a change in industrial policy in his State of the Nation address, but leave an unexpected announcement on monetary policy to the National Treasury, said Minister in the Presidency for Monitoring and Evaluation Collins Chabane yesterday. Chabane said that Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan is best placed to deal with the issue of the mandate of the South African Reserve Bank when he tables his budget next week. Chabane said that Zuma will give a broad overview of South Africa's economic recovery following the global crisis and reflect on what strategies need to be adopted to speed it up, including a change in industrial policy. He added that Zuma would touch on the job crisis and, potentially, the government's failure to deliver on its promise last May to create 500,000 jobs. Also making headlines, Human Rights Watch says that opposition parties face intimidation in Rwanda ahead of the July elections. African National Congress Treasurer General Mathews Poza demands damages and a public apology after being accused of funding and fueling service delivery protests in Mpumalanga. Nigerian Vice President Goodluck Jonathan removes the powerful Justice Minister as he takes over executive powers. And Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says that regulations stipulating that foreign-owned businesses will be forced to sell a majority stake to locals are null and void. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.